All right, Jalik Swole qualified really well.
Yeah.
You're a good starter. So we talked about you doing well because it's this track is very start dependent.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, none of that worked out.
No. The good starts hid from me today.
Yep.
Which that, you know, here it is all about a start.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm not typically a qualifying guy. So if you see me going fast in qualifying, it's typically a good day for me.
Yep.
And racing is going to go well. So
today was going to be good.
It was going to be good. My starts hid from me. It is what it is. You know, it's a part of the game. You know, it comes and goes. But really, the most frustrating part is dealing with my arm again. The injury. Ever since I had a weird moment in Millville, I had, like, weird nerve issues, like losing feeling in my arm. I lost feeling in my arm for 4 or 5 days. So.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary, and then kind of got over that a tiny bit. Still, like, you can see right now, like, I'm swollen up.
Yeah.
So it's restricting my nerve, and it just causes a bunch of issues. And, like, today I toughed it out first moto. 10th obviously isn't where I want to be, but I'm toughing it out. Is what it is. I'm trying to get to that break. And then second moto kind of got cross-jumped and crashed, and it is what it is. But I'm looking forward to these 3 weeks off. I really feel like my results aren't showing the speed that I do have. I'm just waiting to piece it all together. I know as soon as I get the starts, I'll be good. Like the where I was in the beginning of the year, like Hangtown, running up there with those guys, I wasn't fit enough then. Now I feel fit enough. I just have to get back there.
So when you're way back in a moto like that, in moto 2, and on a track that you hard to pass on and all that, what do you do? How do you do it?
Well, here you kind of... Bro, all it takes is you to tip over in a corner and you can see everybody halfway across the track on this place.
Right.
And then everybody, I feel, goes the same speed typically here. So it's kind of – it's just one of those tracks where you love it if you get a good start, you know?
Yeah,
and when you don't, you hate it. Like, I feel like I had a lot of speed today and I just couldn't make it up.
Yeah. Well, it started out really well. Yeah, ended it shitty.
Ended shitty, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? We come back, we live to fight another day. I come back after these 2-3 weeks off or whatever, and then I'm going to try to put in another good qualifying.
Yep.
And then I'm going to have a good race, two races, not just one. And then I'm going to shoot the shit with you after.
Okay. Last thing for you next year. What do you want to do? Your contract's up. What are you doing? Are you staying here? I feel like you're showing something that's outdoors where they may want you to stay. What do we have for an update?
I mean, it's hard to say. I feel like teams are really wishy-washy with what they like to see, you know? But for me, honestly, and I know this is cliche, every rider says this because they don't want to say it, but I don't give a shit. I would tell you where I'm going.
Okay.
But I have been focused solely on myself and racing, and I'm going to let the contract things fall wherever they fall.
Yep.
I have an idea, but I've kept it to the back of my mind. I've been racing.
Yep.
Dealing with the injury and getting back going, and I missed a lot of time with the Supercross thing, so that sucked for me, but I'm coming back. I feel like I'm finding my old form back when, like, you guys see me at High Point. Maybe the results don't show, but I feel like I'm getting to be that guy again, and I'm more comfortable with the bike this year. So honestly, just get the starts, put in 2 good motos, and then everybody be like, oh, where'd this come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it'll be good, just plugging away.
All right, cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.